Hey, dear friends, listen. Just take a moment and listen. I'm going to give you two quotes. The first one comes from author Bob Rosio, his book called Hitler and the New Age. Quote, "The program of the spirit behind Hitler has now expanded into a worldwide arena. These deceivers are like termites, working invisibly in society, gnawing, undermining, destroying." The second quote comes from a book called Resurrecting the Third Reich. Quote, "This movement contained within itself a drawing power of a strange and dangerous sort." Let me say it again. "This movement contained," referring to the Nazis, "and the rise of that spiritual, political, military ideology and that machine. Millions, tens of millions died, and they shoveled the bodies into prepared ovens by the hundreds." And here's what the book, page 146, Resurrecting the Third Reich, says. "This movement contained within itself a drawing power of a strange and dangerous sort." And I've been doing this series now for the last number of days, a total of four already, I think, and this will be a fifth, that we're going to kind of end the series on globalism, but we're going to talk more about it down the future. I want to tell you today that there is a drawing power of a strange and dangerous sort that operates behind every single principle of globalism in the world today. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, the voice of Shatter the Darkness. Thank you to Steve Quayle for the hour that we have here on Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Russ Dizdar, and for all those who may be new to me, and I am very new to you, thank you again for the emails, for the kind words, for the questions that come sometimes. And listen, if you want to send in a question tonight during the show, or even before the show, send it to shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And I'll see about trying to answer live on the air for you. Otherwise, please know that all these are being archived also. And we've got a lot of information to give to you, a ton of it. And if you go to the main site, www.shatterthedarkness.net, from there, you will have a number of sites that will lead you into hundreds of other downloads, things like that, things we want to help you with. And by the way, on a day like this, 9/11/09, listen, this is a day in which many have spoken the names of those who have died at the towers, in the field, at the Pentagon. It's a day that many have remembered, many have shed tears, many have contemplated, many have rehearsed in their minds again and again. Fire and rescue and law enforcement and all those that have helped and all those that have helped since. It seems as though there, where the towers once stood, still speaks of a hole in the soul. Let me tell you something in this day. As our prayers would go to all the families and to a nation that is in a desperate need for the hand of God. And listen, America, let's not drive God out by what we do politically, by what we do morally, by what we do spiritually. The spiritual idolatry is high. And so many are just literally living on the ragged edge. They're living in they're living in misery. Some of you listening right now, you know what I'm talking about. We live in a world that's fallen and broken and abnormal. Listen, this world is not what it was meant to be. It simply is not. God didn't make it this way. Something entered in. I was outside not too long ago and, ran my foot across to part of some, of tree bark or whatever it might have been, but I got a big old splinter into the bottom of my foot. It was an intrusion, It disrupted everything. I had to get it out of there. It was abnormal. And I'm going to tell you right now, into the heart of humanity, when it comes to life, when it comes to living, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to the affairs of mankind, when it comes to dying, there's been a big intrusion. A big intrusion. My friends, we have listened to a lie, and that lie brings destruction. Bob Rozio, whose book I just quoted a little bit ago, book is entitled Hitler and the New Age. It's a quote coming out of my book coming up here in a few days, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. In this chapter I'm quoting out of, chapter 11, one of the quotes that I put in here is simply this, quote, "The program of the spirit behind Hitler has now expanded into a worldwide arena. These deceivers are like termites working invisibly in society, gnawing, undermining, destroying." Everybody knows 9/11. I was there that day watching live, trying to figure out what was going on when I heard reports that one plane was almost to Cleveland. Then I watched the other plane strike the other tower. Everybody can argue, you know, who exactly, the Muslims did it, behind, you know, political people here in the United States. Listen, I have no question that shadow government was involved worldwide. I'm talking about the new regime that is preparing itself for its ascendancy. If the Antichrist is alive on the planet, do you think that he knew about 9/11? He knows how to inspire rage, man against man, nation against nation. Jesus predicted 2,000 years ago that wars will break out in the end, nation against nation, rumors of wars, saber rattling. And I'm going to still tell you that it's not just flesh and blood. That behind the scenes there is the small g god of war that inspires man to destroy man. And it's all about broadening the landing pad for this dark Luciferic system. So the spirit behind Hitler that operated in the ideology of the politics, the laws, the military ascendancy, the science, the technology. And I say that in this chapter too, when the Nazis lost and were defeated, where did all the spirits that guided this development, that entrenched themselves into the practices, where did they go? Demons don't die. They just look for new vessels. They just look for new hosts. They just look for new politicians who are willing to be guided, directed, and led. As I've been saying again and again, when it comes to globalism, the two primary targets that all of Scripture prophetically speaks about, whether it's in Daniel or in Matthew 24, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 John 2, or the entire book of Revelation. Future prophecy shows us the events that have not yet occurred. Once you back away from them and say, how did we get there? How do we arrive there? Well, it's clear that the primary targets are the political world and the military world. Yes, the economic plays a part, both in the destabilization of the world and of the empowerment of the new regime. All those trillions of dollars had to go somewhere. You think Antichrist is going to ascend with no money in his pockets, no gold in his reservoirs? They have been building for years and years and years, my friends. The book Resurrecting the Third Reich puts it this way, this movement of the past, and I believe it's true of what's going on right now, contained within itself a drawing power, quote, drawing power of a strange and dangerous sort. Again, you and I, as believers in Christ, we understand the world doesn't know about the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those that reject God and open themselves to the fallen cherub. I mean, it's like the Judas Project. Judas didn't believe. He hung around Christ and rejected him, even though he saw the miracles, the wonders, and God in human flesh right in his face. How can that be? A heart has to really be closed off to God and really open to self-exaltation and greed and whatever else that becomes the major back door. You can read about it in the Gospel of John chapter 13, where it simply says, Satan entered him. And he went out to betray Christ. All over the world, it's prophesied. I'm going to tell you right now, it's prophesied in Scripture that has never failed. And there's a pulse that beats. You can feel it in the air. You can sense it here on a Friday evening, 6 p.m., in my neck of the woods. Some of you, it's almost 5:15, 4:15, 3:15. And by the way, for all the new ones coming in again, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We're going to archive all of these if you need to send them to a friend. Been getting a lot of reports from many of you that have written even to all the stations and other places and asking them to re-air the 3-hour project that Steve Quayle invited me to be a part of last Friday. It was a powerful 3 hours, and I felt the hand of God clearly in it. But tonight we also need to feel the hand of God. We also need to see the direction. You know what one of my favorite verses of Scripture? I mean, it's the revelation of God. It teaches me how to be a good father to my own child. It teaches me integrity. It teaches me intent. When I read Isaiah 48, verse 17 down, it simply tells us, as God reveals himself to the people then and now, I am the Lord your God, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, who teaches you what is best, is what the Hebrew means. Who teaches you what is best and leads you in the way you should go. America, we need an infinite hand, a compassionate hand, an omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient hand. See, Germany, in its defeat, in its weakened economic status, in its shame, in its hurt, in its pain, as a nation, its leaders that rose gave way to the spiritism, spiritists, secret societies, spirits of the New Age, began to swarm over the beaten and hurting German people, pumping in a new dream of nationalism, pumping in a new dream of world conquest. Well, I'm going to give you four of those primary things that came out of the rise of Nazism. Because what's happening now is very similar with the worldwide spiritual force of the New Age movement. And for all the New Agers out there, give me a few moments, engage me a little bit, listen for a few minutes, because the spiritual experiences that many millions are experiencing and having and talking about, they are real, but I question whether or not they're coming from God or they're coming from dark fallen spirits with an agenda. In biblical prophetic revelation, God has given us incredible insight to the future. And he has given us a heads up, an intelligence report of what this invisible but real, dark but acting like light, spiritual domain will be doing in the end of days. And I've said again and again, I'll say it again. We are living in an unprecedented time of supernatural manifestation, but it doesn't just occur in people's dreams and visions and feelings and shadows and experiences and channeling and spirit-led writings and remote viewing and psychic predictions and quests for the Mayans in 2012 and the end of civilization. It doesn't all end there. Something is happening. A smorgasbord of spiritual experiences that are preoccupying people, distracting people, putting layers and layers of real blindedness. People are saying, but I've experienced something real. Yes, you have, but it may be coming from Hell's Kitchen. Does it lead you to God? Does it lead you to His embrace? Does it lead you to love? Does it lead you to the gift of eternal life? Does it lead you to the issue of sin and death and hell and Satan and victories over all of them? Does it lead you to the physics of God, indestructible immortality? So, dear friends, as we are engaged tonight, listen, please, if you'd like, you can send in an email during the night. We'll mention that again here. ShatterXmail, sbcglobal.net. For a lot of the new friends out there, my name is Russ Dizdar. And you can find out all about us at shatterthedarkness.net. On a Friday evening, in the end of this day, as people have discussed and sang about and held times of just simple silence. Silence in the street. Silence in the workplace. Silence. It's a strange thing. In a world in which all of us in the depths of our heart would rather see everybody get along, that there would be no disease, that there would be no rape, and there'd be no war, and there'd be no destruction, there would be no 9/11, there would be no Columbine shooting, there would be no little 11-year-old girl abducted, plotted by a sexual predator and his so-called wife, and then keep them in captivity for 18 years, fathering child after child with what was a child. You see, we do get glimpses of hell's activities in the hearts and lives of people. This is not how it was meant to be. And an apologist, Edward Carnell, from years and years and years ago, called what we are experiencing today soul sorrow. Soul sorrow. He said that we experience that gnawing feeling within, that soul sorrow, when we do two things. On the one hand, we think about the ideal, peace on earth, goodwill to man, no death, no dying, no rape, no disease, no injustice, no lies, no breakdown in relationships. That's the ideal. But then we open our eyes to the real. We look out and we see all of these things that rip us to shreds. Edward Carnell, the apologist, said, when the ideal, what we wish things could be, and the real, what things really are, and we put those things together in our heads and in our hearts and try to figure it all out, we are struck. We are struck with soul sorrow. A sorrow within. And so there's been silence on the streets and silence in the offices and silence at the home and silence while driving in the car. As people remember the incredible destruction that occurred on that day, 9/11. When bodies were jumping out of the tower. When other men on one flight decided to attack those who had taken the plane. See, I was laying down early this morning thinking that image of them going to attack those who had taken the plane and the plane going down and down and down. And just prior to hitting, the screams, what are people thinking? And I want to tell you very clearly that we were not meant for death. We were not meant for dying. We were not meant for our soul, our spirit, splitting out of our body and departing. I don't know if you understand the death code. I don't know if you understand the death gene. The concept of death in Scripture is that it is an enemy that needed to be conquered. 1 Corinthians 15, you can read about it. God has an amazing picture of what he's done to destroy death in Hebrews chapter 2. You know what it is? It tells us that since the children, you and I as human beings, have flesh and blood, he too shared in our humanity. God shared in our humanity that might taste death. You ever read the scripture? That he tasted death for everybody. Well, it wasn't a pretty death. It was agonizing. It was agonizing. The beatings were agonizing. Being nailed to the cross was agonizing. The laughter and mockery. The loss of blood. The eventual jab into the side with the spear. And then his cry, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. His looking over humanity. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If we can stop for a moment and look back, the spiritual force behind the rise and ascendancy of Nazi ideology, the political empire, the military power, you realize that there are four things that they held and believed that's entrenched in the New Age spiritual development that is going on around us, that is sending the fuel to fire the ideology of political systems right now and of military systems right now. You see, the entire issue as you look backwards from a biblical or from God's revelation of it, it's like that was the stepping stone or a testing ground. You see, even in an individual's life like yours, you know what you've been through. You know what you've done. You know right now whether you know God or you don't know God. Whether bitterness has stolen from you the ability to see the goodness of God and his love for you. Whether your own pain has been now fed by the dark side, which will always seek to beat its darkness into you, and then get you to blame God as if God did it. Once again, if you want to know what woundedness and rejection, isolation and pain is all about, take a look at the cross. because now we have the sinless Lamb of God who had not sinned, broken any laws, done anybody any harm. But they are beating him. They are tearing him to pieces, nailing him to a cross and letting him die in an agonizing, blood-curdling, shedding down the wooden posts to the ground, to the dust. And all that can come out of the mouth of the Son of God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. On a day like this, 9/11, look what humanity has done to humanity. I mean, we can go back to the Nazis, you can go back to Pol Pot, you can go back to what communism has done to the Russians, millions slaughtered. To the Sudanese. Children thrown into the flames because they won't renounce their faith in Christ. Women cut up. We're living in a world in which I agree with many that are saying you can feel it in the air. You can sense it around. There are so many of you that are still... Well, you're convinced we're in the end of the age, that we're waiting for the big one to drop. Everybody knows that it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. And because we're faced with this sense of chaos, the coming destruction, and the spiritual sense of the fulfillment of prophecy. I mean, what I say by the fulfillment of prophecy, what God has said will occur is going to occur. There is going to be a massive chaos, a massive anarchy, unlike anything the world has ever seen. There's going to be a massive outpouring, a inverted satanic Pentecost, unleashing from that side to our side more dark presence than ever in human history. The darkness will deepen that which is already dark. What those who've already embraced darkness as light, you've grabbed onto the precursors that will guide you into Antichrist's lap, willing to take his mark, worship his beast, and maybe even go out onto the field and fight against the descent of the living Christ. How demonized do you have to be? How dark in our hearts, humanity, do we have to go? In the midst of all of this, the hand of God is broadly wide open. God is going to do what he's going to do in the world. Millions will still come to Christ. Maybe one of those is you right now. That God has been speaking to, that Christ, who gave his life for you, has called to come home. Get out of the spiritual experiences that have guided you further away from God. Are you willing to give up what you cannot keep to gain what you cannot lose? Jesus said this very, very well, my friends. What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet lose his own soul? You know, to the elitists that would listen in Europe, to the Luciferians and the Satanists that have monitored the shows for years, to the sub-personalities that, you're co-conscious and you know who I'm talking to, and you've been listening and you've been... even warring against the man behind this microphone. And I'm just a man. Just a man that loves God, loves my family, loves people, but hates radical evil. And knows that God's mercy and grace trumps and triumphs in an infinite way all of what hell has offered. So for the prostitute out there, why surrender your life to the meth dealer and to the user? You've looked into the mirror and you feel you can't stop. To those with addictions that think, man, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going to tell you right now that at the cross, a power was wielded that surpasses any addiction, any slavery, any demonic force. I'm going to tell you right now that the Son of God, who died for you on that cross, rose from the dead, blasting apart the finality of death. He is able to save to the uttermost, to change your life from the inside out and plant into the DNA of your very being the gift of eternal life. But I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy. I'm going to tell you that a war is raging, and there are spiritual forces that have sought to seduce the United States of America, and instead of letting it be a vessel for God, for freedom, to allow the gospel to be preached and lived out, unfettered, to be a nation of goodness as God commands and gives his mission to nations in Romans 13. Instead of that, we have swallowed the wrong pill. We have embraced the ideology and the deceptions of an angry, vengeance-filled fallen cherub. If you don't believe there's a spiritual force behind the economic collapse, the political craziness, the military ramping up, the shaking of the nations, the violence in society, the morality crash, if you do not think there is a spiritual force behind that, then he's got you. He's got you. To be gripped and blindfolded and not even know it. Well, that's the pinnacle of the power of spiritual blinding. It occurred to the Germans. It occurred to the Germans. It occurs to nations. It occurs to individuals. It occurred to Judas. It could be occurring to some of you, politicians and military men. You could be seeking technologies and elitist knowledge and powers and human enhancements. It's all lending itself that way. There's someone that wants to create a super soldier, a super army, a super military. There's somebody that wants a globalism that's charged with a new presence and a new power, a new politic that brings control everywhere, promising peace. But as God has said, will lead, read Revelation 9, to the destruction of one-third of humanity in less than a 3.5-year period. You see, the four things that the spirit that I'm talking about guided the Nazis, the Germans, into this Nazism was, well, number one, the resurrection of pagan gods, paganism and ancient gods, and This is part of what they wanted to do. They wanted to search out, you know, anything that would bring human enhancement, Aryan blood, whatever they could find. But they were going to send teams out to find every possible spiritual advantage and bring it into the political, military system of this Nazi regime that would then believe that it was literally elitist, unstoppable. Listen, this involved their digging up and opening doors to ancient gods and goddesses, to powers that were once silenced, to powers that once demanded human sacrifice and human blood. And now we're dancing with the Mayans. And now we're now many are flocking to the Mayan temples and the ruins. They're taking ayahuasca and the drugs. They're seeking to hear the voices of the ancient gods, the same ones that led the Mayans in the last few years to sacrifice thousands upon thousands upon thousands, shedding blood. Why do you think the Mayan civilization back then was ended, silenced? You open the door to the ancient demon gods, the big ones. They will tantalize and draw. Their powers will be strong. They will guide humanity to believe that even the sacrifice of our own children into a burning pot like Moloch's pan is what needs to be done to acquire favor, power, appeasement. Intelligent people are being led down that same road. And because America has opened that door since the 60s on, like never before, we have allowed the spirits to come in, to guide, to lead, to direct, to weaken the beauty, the real beauty of moral relationships, and trash it for a prostitution of everything we are sexually. Has the sexual revolution helped marriage? Helped relationships? You see, when we have a great big hole in our soul, we try to fill it with alcohol. We try to fill it with drugs. We try to fill it with sex. We get a food craving, and we can eat chocolate or eat food and feel better. We can have sex with anybody and feel better. We can take a drug and feel better for the moment. It doesn't change anything. The hole in the soul and the confusion and soul sorrow in the mind is still the same. The spirits that flooded open hearts, wounded souls in Germany, so preoccupied them, so rushed in and guided them in their political development, that they could come to believe that the Jewish race was a pig race, and that they needed to stack the bodies high and eliminate millions, exterminate a nation, a race of people. You see, where they shoveled thousands into furnaces, those big furnaces, it all backs up into the blueprints. The welders, the carpenters, the tractor drivers, the truck drivers, the train engineer. It all backs up to that meeting where the final solution was developed. You don't think that there's elitists out there in hidden places thinking that nobody will ever know? You don't think Antichrist has devised final solution? Biblical prophecy shows us in the future that there will be an attempted worldwide annihilation of Christendom. An attempted allowance for the destruction of Israel. Both of which will not be destroyed. Both of which entities initiated by divine hand, though having its own faults, sins, and shortcomings, has a divine providence. Jesus said the gates of hell would not prevail. I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus Christ was indestructible. The Word of God is indestructible. Ultimately, the church, though it loses battles, shames itself, is indestructible. And though those who rejected Messiah in the past, God has a plan. It's a redemptive plan. God's providence, his overarching providence, always involves redemption. Pulling people out of darkness and bringing them to him. Not just the light, any old light. There's all kinds of counterfeit lights. All kinds of counterfeit lights all over the place. You don't want to go to just any light. You don't want to just enter any light. Any more than a four-year-old little girl walking out in her front yard wants to look into a car that has just stopped. And a kindly old man looking out saying, "Little girl, here's the candy. Come into my car, little girl. Here's the candy." Sweet smile. "Little girl, you don't want to get into any car. Listen, dear friends, you don't want to follow any light. You don't want to just go into the light." When we talk about the light of God, we talk about in James, the book of James, that God, he's the father of heavenly lights. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the Gospel of John chapter 1. He's the phos, the moral and spiritual infinite light. He's the singularity. Infinite singularity. Not only is the power and the energy and the might and the miracle there, but it all flows from a person who is the best at creating, redeeming, and building relationships. Your life's not over. Your life's not done. I'm not one that's going to give up on what God can do in a massive way, because when I read in the book of Timothy chapter 2, when I pray for the nation, when I pray for the region, when I pray for people all around, when I pray for you, and I pray for kings and those in authority, when I name military leaders and political leaders in my prayers, as God has instructed spiritual leaders in Christ to do. Timothy chapter 2. When we are great prayer warriors like that, the Scripture, the Holy Spirit says, "This is good and pleases God, who wills," thelema, desires, "pas anthropos," all humanity, "to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth." And whether you've rejected God in the past for whatever reasons, ask yourself for a moment what the reasons are. If it's other people, then get mad. You know, reject other people, but accept the living Christ. If you look at him, you find no hypocrisy. If you look at him straight in his face, go to the Gospel of John, you find someone that came for you direct. See, knowing God is knowing God, knowing personally in relationship God. The Germans forsook that back in their pain and instead embraced with spirit mediums in every cafe on every corner. You would not believe the level of spiritism, secret society, demonized, spirit-guided, demonized-guided sciences that led to the Nazi ideology. Oh, it was in the air. Then it was in the heads and hearts. Then it was on paper. Then it was in the politics and in the laws and in the military development. There was a whole spiritual evolution that guided them to go out and open up the other doors of the pagan gods so that more can come through. More powers of darkness. More spiritual experiences, more eclectic spiritual doorways. That was number one. Number two, there was this dream of a master race. Lebensborn, the secret project at the end of the war, where some say 400,000 or more babies were born at the end of the 30s, the beginning of the 40s, most of which may be alive to this day in the mid-60s and close to 70 years old. Maybe there's a Laban's-born child listening to me right now, and you're 69 years old. You see, the babies that were birthed, you know, the Aryan blood that was supposed to have powers and abilities and bring about kind of a God-man status. They were seeking that, and they were guided by the spirits that were leading them back to the flecks of Nephilim blood, the genetics of Nephilim blood with the powers of telekinesis and clairvoyance and all those powers in the blood. You know, listen, millions of chosen ones out there created by a second generation of what would have been Nazis. You see, it's the same plot, it's the same plan, but it's not regional, it's global. The spirits have guided the United States and all over the world, millions upon millions, to seek the gods and goddesses in the new doorways, spiritual experiences, enhancements, and now there is this belief, and there has been this belief in the underground, the secret places, just like in Nazi Germany. Let's create babies that are genetically designed, spiritually designed to be enhanced, Aryan with Aryan, producing a higher Aryan, and that Aryan matched and bred with another Aryan, a higher Aryan, more power in the blood, pure demonic blood. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's all about that pure blood, darkened blood. How to obtain? The spirits will guide them to the ancient doorways that will open the doors to fuel the agenda for the future. Don't we see that? And so the master race that was being developed, even among some say 400,000 Polish children that were taken and absorbed into that project of a creation of a master race, some of those can be in their 70s right now. Lebensborn. And that's the part we know about, the birthing centers. What happened in the 1950s was that the spirit that guided that ideology of creating a master race of soldiers and warriors and enhanced human beings continued. And we have seen about 4 million of them show up at psych wards and counseling centers all across the United States. They're calling it multiple personality disorder. They're calling it DID. They're calling it satanic ritual abuse. Behind all of those terminologies is this genetic and spiritual plot to breed superhumans with powers and abilities to be the troops of Antichrist, to be the enforcers. Oh, it's like one of these chosen ones' sub-personality, while laying on the floor, leg-chained and cuffed by cops because of his violence and his being suspect of slaughtering a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old girl in satanic rituals, all back at Futon Road here in Ohio. The officers all stood around while the sub-personality surfaced with this heavy German Nazi, pro-Nazi accent, demonized. You can feel the power come off what he said when he screamed with the intensity of his being, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." You don't think that side has a plan? You don't think that side has a plot? When's the last time you read Revelation chapter 12 and looked at the fury, the wrath, the fire of the dragon? You see, you can't look away and think that it will all go away. You only aid and abet darkness as it encroaches and gets ready. Listen, the dam is about to break. It's been trickling, we know that. But the dam is about to break, and not the frog in the kettle approach to satanic encroachment, but the burst. We're about ready to enter into the last 7 years of human history as we have known it this side of the fall. The Nazis sought a master race, number two. Number three, the Nazis sought a new order that would replace the old. You ever wonder where the terms New World Order came from? You ever wonder where the concept came from? The ideology spoken off the lips of political leaders and military leaders has its roots in occultic writings. Like in the 30s, Alice Bailey. And prior to that, Helena Blavatsky. Every occult writer guided by an ascended master, as they call them, a cosmic writer, a demonic powerful source, has communicated the satanic agenda. New world order, replace the old. See, Satan doesn't want to annihilate the world. He just wants to bring it down to its knees, like in a ritual, bring the torture, bring the blood, bring the pain, bring the fear, all of which allows the demonic to attach because of that pain, that the energies of pain and terror. Any Satanist knows that when there's even one human being, they don't just kill them right away. They torture them for as long as they can to summon the demonic to attach and infuse into that energy of pain so that when they do kill them, the demonic presence that's come up through that gateway of human pain, blood, and terror can come into the satanic worshiper and grant them more power. Whether you believe it or not, I'm telling you that blood, innocent blood, has been shed all through Europe, all through the United States and Canada. Like in 2 Kings chapter 21, from one side of the nation to the other, innocent blood has been shed. Secret rituals have been done by the hundreds of thousands. And it's all about acquiring the powers to wipe out the current system and bring in a new regime. You know it's coming. You and I both know that it's coming. Let me give you the fourth thing. The conquest with the Nazis was global. They weren't going to stop with the Jews. Their goal of finding every Jew on the planet and annihilating them. Because Satan knows prophecy, my friends. He knows where Christ is coming visibly and going to come to. And he knows about the 1,000-year millennium where the Prince of Peace will end all war and end his activities for 1,000 years. You understand? Satan knows more about prophecy than probably any Christian I know. Most Christians know nothing about prophecy, and if they know some things, the primary things is, hey, Jesus is coming and getting us out of here. Well, that's true. I mean, when you read Revelation 19, you see the triumph of the return of the Son of God. This isn't, you know, Eckhart Tolle and Oprah Winfrey putting the shim-sham spirituality of the ancient spirits. Even in his book, he tells everybody there's no real visible coming of Jesus. There's no new heaven and new earth. Just going to be recycled. Come and die again and live again, die again, live again, die again, live again, die again, live again. You know, it's all about that, you know. Reincarnation, really. It's so sad. It is appointed a man once to die. Listen to me. God said it, I didn't. After that, the judgment. Have you embraced why Christ died? What he did? That he's returning? That you and I are mortal? And my friend, whether you want to confess it or not, I confess it. I have sinned. I screwed up. I lived my life. I didn't know God. I lived my life. I lived to please myself. And it's always damaging. Sin always has a sting. Even God has said that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. What do you really want? Here on Friday night, 9/11/09, when the world remembers, you know what it tells us? You know what 9/11 tells us? Sin is in the world. Conspiracy is in the world. Radical evil is in the world. You know what 9/11 tells us? Sin is in the world. Conspiracy is in the world. Radical evil is in the world. And 9/11 warns us that it's not over until the infinite Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, this God that has come in human flesh for me, I know him. I'm secure. I haven't searched for anything else since the day he came in my life. Right now he can come into your life, bring his power, bring his redemption, grant you the gift of eternal life. You can come to know God personally with the absolute assurance inside and out that you're going to see God face to face as friend. Listen to me just for a moment. Out of the four things the spirits guided the Nazis to do, resurrect the pagan gods and all the spiritual experiences, build a master race that would become the force, the military force that will enforce the rule, that it would be a new order to replace the old order, and that it would be a global conquest. It has to be global if it fits the biblical revelation of Satan's attempt in Revelation 12 to lead the whole world astray. You're either being led astray by the spirits, the same ones, they don't die. There's politicians and there's military men in the 50s that have given way to this promise of spiritual, this promise of spiritual evolution to a new human consciousness, a transformation, elitist knowledge, technology. Lies, lies, lies. It's all 9/11. If it comes from Hell's Kitchen, it leads to Hell's Kitchen. Come to Christ. Lord Jesus, just cry it out. Come into my heart. Be Savior and Lord. I want God and I want the fake. This is Russ Dizdar. Blessings to you, my friends. In the name of the living Christ. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Sunday night, 2-hour program live. Check out ShatterTheDarkness.net. We'd like to connect with you again. Blessings till Monday night at 6. Good night.